So we're in Perek Hay, Tzadik Tes, the daf is, and it's called Pirushata Echod. What he's going to do now is going to go through the brocha that we say at Mincha on Shabbos, Ata Echod, Veshimcha Echod. He's going to break it up and see how most of what we've been saying now fits into that brocha. Mincha, remember, is the peak of Shabbos. That's where everything is peaking, and that's where all the Kedusha that you've been generating through the day starts peaking. And that's where you see in this brocha, he'll show you, it's amazing how he unravels it, a lot of what we've been saying and how it works. And it's very lamaisa. There's a lot of lamaisa work to be done here. It's not just this theory, but we've taken a lot of the theory that he's been dealing with, not that that's theory, but a lot of the amkus of what we've been dealing with. And he brings it down. You'll see it's very lamaisa in terms of our appreciation, our connection to Shabbos. Okay. Achrei Hakdamos, I'll call Prokim HaKoidmin. We can understand this b'derech pshat. Reminds you the Nefesh HaChaim. He also says we're going to explain the Tzelem Elokim b'derech pshat, and then he goes on and writes like the most unbelievable Kabbalistic sefer. That's derech pshat, whatever that means. Okay, so yeah, he's going to explain the bracha ta'echod mila b'mila, word by word. We'll see there. Well, we've been speaking about the depths of Shabbos. You'll see it coming out in this bracha. As Aleph, Ata Echod. Zeh be'emes ha'meskona ha'yoytzis mimuchus ha'Shabbos v'yusod chidush ha'olam. Ata Echod is that's the conclusion that comes out of the essence of Shabbos and the foundation of chidush ha'olam. We spoke at length about the fact that Shabbos is megala chidush ha'olam. Ata Echod is the conclusion that you have to come to if there's chidush ha'olam. So Hashem is Baruch Hu Yechidu Shalaylo. Memale is Kol HaMetzias Ve'enoid Milvado. Hashem is the only one of the world. He fills the entire Metzias and there's nothing other than Him. Shekiven Shekol HaMetzias Mechudesh is He Mimeni Yusparach. This is the most simple foundation. I mean simple that it's simple. I mean it's partial. That if the entire Metzias is created by Him, Yesh Mi'ayin, if there's nothing that comes into the world, there's in the world other than which Hashem created, and obviously He created it through His Ratzon, that means everything in the world is the Ratzon Hashem. We'll see how Bechira, there's obviously the question that comes in here, where does Bechira fit into this being the Ratzon Hashem? My Bechira can't always be the Ratzon Hashem, we've seen that. And that's a big chiddush of Bechira, because if you think about it, it's not our subject now, more for the non-finish here, but if you think about it, if everything's the Ratzon Hashem, you can't have Bechira. Because if you would have Bechira and you would do something against, Bechira means you can do something against the Ratzon Hashem, correct? So if you can do something against the Ratzon Hashem, but there's nothing in the world that isn't the Ratzon Hashem, if you would do something against the Ratzon Hashem, you would cease to exist. Because only the Ratzon Hashem can exist. So how can I do something connected to the Ratzon Hashem and it still exist? Because it's a stirim in Ayom Bay. That's a fascinating discussion. Rabbi Tetz discusses in his book on Bechira. Rambam discusses that. That's a fascinating discussion about it. But that's a sugya of Bechira. I don't want to get into that now, but that's one of the fascinating aspects of Bechira. Once you touch Einod Milvado, there's no room for you and your Bechira. Because your Bechira is a steerer to Einod Milvado. Unless you're always doing the Ratzon Hashem. If you're always doing the Ratzon Hashem, you don't have Bechira. Then you're just like a, I don't know, whatever. You're like a giraffe that just does the Ratzon Hashem. But since we have Bechira not to do the Ratzon Hashem, that's a miracle. That's impossible. Okay, so that's a discussion that needs to be understood. But we're talking about Shabbos here, not about Bechira. I'm sorry you never wrote the book on Bechira. We could have, but we'll have to use Rav Tetz's book on Bechira. That's perhaps now that it's been translated into Hebrew, we can learn it. Because to do it in English is not shaykh, but it's been translated into Hebrew. So maybe we can learn that safer and get a real proper grip and discussion on Bechira. In fact, that's actually a good idea. Maybe we'll do that one day. Okay. So that's what comes out from Ata Echod is a conclusion that has to be because there is nothing other than Hashem. So it comes out that the whole Metzias is Hashem's Ratzon and His speech, His Mamoros Kotre, which is, that's what the world is. Fine, that's Ata Echod. V'shimcha Echod. What's it got to do with V'shimcha Echod? Ha'yichud ha'niska, this Yichud that we spoke about, Af midgalu umefarsim b'metzias ha'olam, that itself spreads and is revealed in the world, ubeikal yedei midas ha'malchus shel Shabbos. That gets revealed by the midah of malchus of Shabbos. Sheyesh gilui v'shlita maisi shel achdus Hashem. There only means bashlite, there's a giloy, and there's a shlita. Maisis shel achdus Hashem. I don't know what that means. I'll just say the words. There's a giloy, I understand, but what it means by a shlita, maisis shel achdus Hashem. Okay? There's total control of the min of achdus Hashem, shizin in Hashem. That's the name. We spoke about that at length. Also, that the Shem, the name of Hashem, is also midas hamalchus. Korav a gilu hadavoy. The name of somebody is the recognition and the revelation of that person. Through the Shimcha Echod, that Shabbos is Megala in the world. Okay, once again, those are the words. I said the words. I can't. I don't know what they mean. It needs more understanding what exactly. Where the Shimchaya comes in, where the shame of Hashem, that's where the Gilu is. I'm sorry. You never hired me to know everything, okay? I don't know what that paragraph means. So when you're saying, when you're davening Mincha tomorrow, see what you come up with. Ask Hashem to help us. I don't know. I'll read the words again. Maybe you'll tell me what they mean. V'yichud anisko, af mizgalu u'mefasim b'mitzias ha'olam. That I understand. The Yichud that we've mentioned, that is revealed and mefarsim, is made known in the materials of the world. That's fine. That was the whole first chelak of the sefer. We understood that. Sheyesh giloy v'shlita maisi shel achdus Hashem. Fine. There's a giloy and there's a rulership. La maisa halacha la maisa. There's a revelation and a shlita, a control of the Achdus of Hashem. Fine, up to there, that's everything we've said up to now. That's Malchus. That's the Malchus of Shabbos. But now I don't know what he means. Sheze inyan Hashem. That's the name. Ahakore v'gilu adom. Recognizing and revealing the matter. Zeh shimcha echod u'b'shabbos mezgala bo'il b'po'el ha'yichud amiti. Fine, I don't know where the name fits into this. What he's saying is fine. We've said that up to now. I don't know what that has to do with the name. Okay. Leave that for now. We have to come back and understand what a name fits in here. Now it starts getting personal. Now this has something to do with us. Because we're talking about Hashem Zechad and Einol Mivori. There's nothing other than Hashem. So then where's room for me? And what's next? Now Klal Yisrael fits into the picture. There's nothing other than Hashem. And now, Yisrael. One second, there's something else than Hashem. There's a thing called Goy Echod Ba'aretz. That's me. Hainu Sh'am Yisrael. Shelehem nitna ha-Torah. Klal Yisrael, they were given the Torah. Shebo nizgal soid chidush ha'olam v'yichud amiti. It's through that giving of the Torah was revealed this sort of chidush ha'olam and the oneness, the genuine oneness, the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. V'meilahem atzmam nicholim b'kedushas achduzu. We're included in this kedusha of this achdus. We're part of that achdus that ain't on milvado. Shekulam b'shover ke'echad mitbatlim nachdusa yisparach. Everybody's misbattled to the achdus of Hashem. You get the Torah, you recognize that we're part of that achdus. We're part of kitchibruch of a raisa v'klal yisrael echadu. We're all part of that ain't on milvado. Not that he's that ain't on milvado. We're sort of out the system. We're part of the ta'echad. Vinei. Let's speak of that. That's very nice and it's very esoteric and they're nice words, but it doesn't really connect to me, lemaisa, what I do with it. You know, you do a shekol adam nivra im tchunot shoynes mechaveru. We all know that everyone's created differently, no matter how much they're trying to make everybody the same, but we know that we're all different. Ulachi nivra adam yichidoi, shelakol echad yesh yisam yuchad lo atzma. That's why Adam was created yichidi, because everyone's got his unique him. Animals were created in herds. Because each one's the same as the next one. The mitzias and their programming, their personalities are all pretty much the same. In Bnei Yisrael, Shalem Nema Adam Atem. Shekol Echad Adam Sholem, Vishleim Isla Atzma Yishayim Mechavayim. this uniqueness of Klal Yisrael is because we're called Adam. Atem krim Adam ve'umasolim eni kru Adam. What does it mean you're called Adam? So one of the aspects of being called Adam is that each one is an Adam Shalom. Each person is a whole world to yourself, and you're very different from your friend. The beginning, the binyan of Klal Yisrael starts with Shivim Nefesh, when it starts with our voice, but the binyan of Klal Yisrael after the Avos, after the Shvatim, when what starts Am Yisrael, post the Shvatim, is called Shivim Nefesh, which is connected the Shivim Umos. Each one of those Shivim Nefesh represented a different aspect of the Bria. Kediksiv, Yotzov Gvulois Amim Lemispa Bnei Yisrael. The number of the Amim is Bnei Yisrael. Hainu Lahare Shekol Echad Misrael, Betivoi, Kushoinim Echaveire, Betfisis Achayim, Kushoin Agodol Sheyesh Bein Umeluma. The same way, there's a massive difference between each of the nations. Each of the nations have their unique qualities and characteristics, and the land that they live on is made uniquely for them. We don't see it so much today after Sancheirub was Mavolvelis almost. But more or less, you see that you see the nations very, very different cultures, different temperaments, different strengths. And each one of Klal Yisrael, each individual Klal Yisrael is as different from his friend as the nations are from each other. So, mitzad echad, each yid is an olam sholem, and he's completely radically different to any other yid. Amnam lumas, so where's the room for achdus here? That's going to be a problem. You see that being manifested in the Jewish world. We're all very different. We all have different opinions, and we don't agree with anybody with anything. That's one of the simple giluim of it. Amlam lumas adarabba, given shen is galas soda yichud. However, despite this, despite the fact that each one is uniquely different, on the contrary, since we reveal the sod of Yichud, the sod of Yichud of Hashem comes into the world via Klal Yisrael, the kol hashkofes chayim benui al sod of Yichud, our whole basis of our whole world outlook, our whole functionality is based on Hashem Echod, on the Yichud, the kol bottle el Yichud, and everything's nullified to the Yichud. I wake up in the morning and I'm hungry, I want to eat. I can't because I have to daven. So they are mevatling myself to the Yichud. Dafka this Klal Yisrael, who each one is radically different from the next. And he's the Olam Sholem, and everyone's an Olam Sholem, and he's different from everybody else. That's Gufu where you see the Giloy of the Goyechod. Shema'ata ha'umois, afal pishav kol umo leklal anoshiyeh yesh tzad ha'shov v'nekuda ha'meyachedes. It's true that all the different nations, all the different goyim, have some tzada shava. They're all part of the human race. You see, there's always this drive towards one world, one nation. You know, they never get it together. They never will. But you see that is that yearning for that. But so they have some kind of a tzada shava, a point where they are united. Each one strives for his own independent existence. Don't tell me what to do. I'm going to live the way I want to live. Ishtachas gafne v'ishtachas teinosot. V'kol echad chai es chayatzma. Each one lives his own independent life. Aval Yisrael, but a yid, Klal Yisrael. Shem izbatlim liyichud amiti. He's completely nullified to the yichud amiti. The whole desire, the yearning of a yid is to be miyachad to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is to mevatl himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't get it right so often because we have Yetzer Horas, but the inner drive of a Yid is his neshama is to get back to his source. Nimse Shirak Haim Be'emes Goyechad Umeuchad. We are the nation that is Be'emes Goyechad Umeuchad. Okay, let's try and push it. I just want to finish this paragraph and then we'll take a break. V'rosh et kachu gam b'tzulus chaya yom yom. Shekol adem u'umas ha'olam ha'yoytzi la'avadoi sada erev k'shechoyze le'beise hu levadoi v'isukov. You see this moment just practically. It brings down here. The way of our lives. Let's say a goy goes out to work in the morning. He goes in the morning. He goes to work till the evening. He comes home. He's alone with his stuff at home. There's nothing that binds him together with anybody else. Maybe the television, everybody's sitting and looking at the same stupidity. Maybe that miyachad's there. But intrinsically, there's nothing that binds him to his neighbor. A Jew, before he goes out to work, he goes to Bet Knesset. When he comes home, before he goes home, he goes to Bet Knesset. What do you go to Bet Knesset? Because Kol Tal Yisrael gathers together there for one purpose. Only by Klal Yisrael, there's a chalois shem tzibu. There's a thing called a tzibu. You have a million going together. That's not called the tzibu. You have 10 yidden together. Even if they're all 13 years old, it's an ikra tzibu. The ikra isek ha-tfila tzarech tzibu. Ubayis shemis afsim bo b'chader b'tzavta. You need a tzibu. You need a place where everybody gathers together to become one. V'gam ha-toyr b'yoyfi. He bekal b'beis ha-midrash b'pul chachverim. Where's the beauty of Torah? Trust me, sitting at home and learning and sitting in the Beis Midrash learning, even if you're alone learning, there's a different quality of learning. It's a different world. Sitting in the Beis Midrash and learning, and there's chaverim, and there's people to talk in learning to, and there's a cold Torah. That's Torah. Sitting alone at home, that's also Torah, but everybody knows the quality is not the same. I can testify. I've been stuck at home for over a week, and I'm telling you now, In a chai oilam hazeh, there's nothing really that unites us. Yeah, there's business, so you need to go, yeah, you need a doctor, you need a plumber, you know, but it doesn't unite us. It's just functionality. It's just using each other for what we need. And you pay. He pays you back, or you bought, or you do him a favor, he does you a favor. There's nothing that's miyached us. Everyone's got different desires, different yearnings. Every day, what he has to do for himself. And the whole world is just one big jealousy, everybody else for each other. That drives wars, that drives merivot, that drives all sorts of stuff. But in the void of Torah and of Tefillah, there's an expression of this sort of oneness. She given she called Ika Esek Atoyer Vatfile He. He's Batlis Lubayra Ilam. When you're davening, what are you doing? You're Mavatl to Hashem. When you're learning, what are you doing? You're Mavatl to Hashem. You're learning the Rotzen Hashem. So your Rotzen's being pushed aside and being realigned to the Rotzen Hashem. You're being Mizbatl. You're becoming more and more like Hashem in Tfilah. You're not Mizbatl yourself in Tfilah. When are you going to do that? I mean, Tfilah is, that's where it is. When you're Isaac in Torah, even when you are alone, and you're Isaac in Tefillah, which we saw amazing, Eli doesn't know this, but Shmuel knows this. We learned this, it was the last things we learned before I got ill, was that the Chazan, when he's davening from the Amud, he's being Yoytzi me when I'm at home with Tefillah. I'm honest, I can't get a daven. So the Chazan, hopefully he knows this, is being moitzi me with his chazaras hashas with tefillah, even though I'm a bokeh, I'm not a daven. But I'm honest, I can't come to shul, so I daven at home. And there were days where I couldn't even daven, I'm telling you now, I couldn't even stand up to daven. I lay in bed and I tried to daven, I couldn't. There were 2 days last week, I poshut couldn't daven. But be that as it may, the chazan's been moitzi me. There's an achdus, there's a tzibul.
We say it's because we have one neshama. Israel is in one neshama. So,
and what we have is an that impact one of this one? Take it one step further. What is that one neshama?
It's I don't know exactly, but we say we are united. Exactly.
You do know exactly. You're not sure what I want. Yeah. You do know exactly. Yeah. It's the Ata Echod. That neshama is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. When Hashem blew the neshama into Adam Arishon, he blew himself into Adam Arishon.
Ah, yeah.
We united, that's exactly the Nakudah. Yeah. Excellent. That's exactly the Nakudah. And the Nakudah is where we united. It's through our Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's butlers to our Kodesh Baruch Hu because we are one neshama. And that one neshama, that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nachon? Yeah. How are we all just a Kodesh Baruch Hu and we all misbattle to a Kodesh Baruch Hu and there's still you and me and we're still all these different people, Ish Echad, believe, and that you have to ask the Kabbalists. I don't know. It's a complicated one, but you see that's the Metzias. Yeah. And that gets mevald on Shabbos. What is Shabbos? You're not involved in the world with the goyim and doing what they're doing and whatever. We completely meyuchad to Torah and Tefillah. mitzvahs. What are you doing on Shabbat? Even when you're sleeping, it's a mitzvah. You're eating, it's mitzvah. The whole day, the Moses Torah, it's tefillah. And that oneness, that one neshama, that gets revealed in the world on Shabbos. That's revealed on Shabbos because the entire nation is united around Shabbos. That's why when this chilul Shabbos, it causes problems. So Shabbos is what's meyached the nation around HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not around my needs, my personality. During the week, we can also look sometimes like goy, we're running to work, we're going, yeah, we're doing our things, we come home, we're alone. On Shabbos, there's tzibul, there's, and you feel that, you know that, you've got a kiddush, you go there. It manifests in very partial things, but it's a different diet, it's a different level. That's where we become goy echad ba'aretz, but it's linked to the ta echad, v'shimcha echad, umi goy echad ba'aretz. That's what happened at Sinai. I've said the word many times, I think it's true. It says, Klal Yisrael stood at HaSinai, v'ish echad, ish echad b'leiv echad. So it always bothered me. If all you want to tell me is that we were united, means in order to have the Torah, Klal Yisrael has to be united. You know, you need unity. Then just say, they stood there, b'leiv echad. What's ish echad b'leiv echad? So I think the word is that it's even though they were ish echad, each one was his own unique ish, but they were still united. Around what? Around a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Each individual brings his unique personality, his unique koiches, his uniqueness. You don't want to lose that. You want to be you. You want to be violently individual. But that individuality gets superimposed by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So everybody's ish echad. Everyone's completely different. And yet they're fully in touch with the focus. The focus is Hashem. And you see that by Gedol Yisrael. For me, the manifestation of that is it's the most beautiful thing in Yiddishkeit. The more people get involved in Torah and the more they're expert in Torah, the more they should look like everybody else. And we know that that's not true. The more people became great in Torah, the more individualistic they became, the more different from everybody they became. They couldn't agree with anyone. They couldn't see that. And yet, how did the Achdus remain? How did the Kavod HaTorah remain amongst Gedolei Israel? Unbelievable Kavod. It was because it was a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It wasn't my uniqueness. My uniqueness is there for Hashem. It's not for me. So that's the gilu of Shabbos, and that's ata echad v'shimcha echad umi ka'amcha Yisrael ga'echad ba'aretz. It's all part of the same neshama. Okay, Rabbi Sav, Ezrat Hashem, we'll see you Sunday. I'm looking forward to getting back. I really hope I have koya.
Okay. So
take good care. Shmuel, yesterday you were also so shlach. It took you a long time to get your koyach back, or you had it easier? I wasn't that sick. I just don't have energy. That's my problem. I didn't feel that sick, Lamaisa.
No, when I get that was before, that was very, very light.
I also didn't have it heavy. I had a bad cold. It wasn't even like a flu. Yeah. It was like a bad cold. I felt a bit whatever, but I'm chalash. Okay. It's more than a week already. A week already. I can't do anything. I'm exhausted.
Okay. Anyway. So, refuah shlema, take care, and good Shabbos. Thank you.
Good Shabbos. We appreciate it.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
I appreciate it. I need to get back to normality.
Okay.